Colorado's black bears are bulking up for hibernation, and that means they're traveling deeper into human territory for food. Last month, a mother and two cubs mounted a late-night raid of a pizza shop in Estes Park. Wildlife officials say the blame should not be so much on the bears, but rather human behavior. Mark Dugan has more.
In the rolling tree-filled hills west of Boulder, taking out the trash is kind of a complicated thing to do.
So it was a two-hand operation.
Ziggy Kaluzny latches up his can. It's sealed so tightly that even if a bear gets a whiff of the table scraps inside, it can't get at them. And there are bears all around. Kaluzny saw one here not long ago.
The bear was about 20 feet from the back door, and it reared up from all four paws just slightly and went, huh, huh. And I huffed back at it, and it wandered off.
Several communities around Colorado require the use of bear-proof garbage cans. Even then, compliance isn't at 100%, and the cans aren't completely bear-proof.
We will always put public safety first.
Lauren Truitt, spokeswoman for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, says the chances someone will encounter a bear rise in the fall. They're looking to pack on the pounds before they go into hibernation in the coming weeks. Her agency sometimes responds to hundreds of calls about bears in a single day.
And those can be from, hey, there's a bear walking down my street, to a more dangerous situation where we have to come in and in some cases euthanize a bear if we are not able to relocate that bear.
If officials come across a nuisance bear in the world of people, they'll try to scare it off or even relocate it. But if the bear returns to the site of an incident or charges at a person or enters a house, it's considered aggressive. Wildlife officials say in those cases, there's no other choice than to kill it. And that's happened more than 130 times in Colorado this year. One reason is that along the Front Range, a key part of the bear's diet is in short supply this year.
So we had a late freeze in June, and what that did is it really hindered the acorn production this fall.
Biologists refer to the low number of acorns as a food failure. And when bears can't get enough of their natural foods, they go looking for something more available, like trash, a bear's all-you-can-eat buffet. The downside, Truitt says, is that they become more comfortable around people, which can turn out bad for the bears. Also, human trash isn't good for bears. A can lid, a plastic bag, or other piece of trash can slowly kill them.
There is the significant potential that that bear's system will get completely clogged up, which could lead to a starvation.
Colorado's bear populations are considered stable. There are around 19,000 in the state. Colorado's human population, on the other hand, is rising. And that's why human-bear interactions are rising.
The real goal is to keep bears out of town.
Brenda Lee runs the Boulder Bear Coalition. She works with residents and businesses to become what's called bear aware.
Using bear-resistant trash cans, helping neighbors harvest their apples and pears and other fruit, protect livestock and beehives and chickens.
Back at his home in Boulder Canyon, Ziggy Kaluzny admits that he only recently got a bear-proof trash can.
I don't know why I put it off for so long. I went and got one. It's great. I don't think any more about it. Make sure it's latched. There we go.
Kaluzny says he's heard bears wrestling with his trash can at night, trying to get in. They're always unsuccessful. After a few minutes, they give up and move on. For KUNC, I'm Mark Dugan.